Law Show. I am Adrienne, and I'm glad you're tuned in. Whether you're watching on YouTube or listening at the BMG Network, that's thebmgnetwork.com, or listening on a major podcast platform, I'm glad you're tuned in. And we're going to just jump right in to this episode, and I'll start as I've been starting, and that is by reading a review from one of my listeners. This one comes from Richard. Richard says, always thought-provoking and insightful. Thank you, Richard. He goes on to say, Adrienne Ross always has something to say that is not only smart, but thought-provoking. Whether it's religion, politics, family, everyday life, good stuff. Keep up the great work, Adrienne, and I'll keep listening in. Thank you so much, Richard. It means so much to me when someone takes a moment to leave a review. I have people who will say, I like listening to your podcast, or I love listening to your podcast, and yet they don't make that leap and actually put that in writing and leave a review. I'm asking you to do that. Leave a review. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you may leave a review, and please do that. It would be so helpful. Such a blessing. So please do that. Okay, let's transition into today's topic. We're going to talk a little politics today. Even though this is bigger than politics, we become so political and so partisan, really, is what I want to say. And it seems like, you know, it seems like the things that are just life have become what we call politics. Some things supersede what your political party happens to be. And I believe what we're going to talk about today is one of those things. Afghanistan. You've no doubt heard, seen, become aware, read what is going on in Afghanistan. It's heartbreaking with the Taliban going in there and taking over. These terrorists, after all the time we, America, has put in, 20 years put in there, poured our heart, our souls, our blood, our guts, our finances. And then we have a situation where the Taliban comes in, takes over, and we've got people who are so desperate that they're grabbing onto airplanes and falling to their deaths because they're trying to get out of there. They're trying to get their families out of there. We've got Christians who are threatened because they're Christians and then therefore being targeted. And I say that because we need to pray. We absolutely need to pray. And I am praying for Afghanistan. In addition to indicating that we need to pray, I've got to ask, what's up with this current administration, with our president? I mean, I know that this gets touchy because, again, some people are so partisan that they're not going to say, oh, you know what? President Biden, this is a huge mess up. This is a huge mess. And some are not going to say that. And I hope that's not the case for you. Because here's the deal, everybody. You've got to be bigger. You've got to be more, you've got to be deeper than just the person you voted for or your political party. Now, I know some people voted for Joe Biden because they actually thought that he could do a good job. I'm sure there's some people out there who feel that way. I know that there are a lot of people who voted for Joe Biden because they didn't like Donald Trump. And that's an understatement, okay? But we need to wipe that mess away. There's too much on the line. And do I have anybody listening who might be a Joe Biden supporter who will be honest enough to say what's going on and is a mess? And the buck stops there. The buck stops with the president. And it's a mess. So I'm not going to get into the A, B, C, all the way through the Z of what has gone on. Because I have to tell you, I haven't watched wall-to-wall coverage of this stuff. I just can't. But I keep myself informed. And we've got equipment there and weapons there that are in their hands. We have Americans who are stranded with no promise of getting out. We've got a president who you know, I mean, his attitude seems to be a little bit flippant. I mean, he just was just determined to have his vacation. Now, I know he tweaked some things when the pressure came concerning his vacation, but he did a whole lot of coming back and forth and all that. When you've got Americans stranded in the hands of evil, in the hands of terrorists, and he doesn't seem to have a clue. Let's talk about his interview with George Stephanopoulos, which by many accounts was just an absolute disaster. And I want to play something for you. I want you to listen. You may have heard it before. You may have heard it already. But in regards to the chaos, let's just take a look at the president's apparent strategy. All right. Hear this.
Still a lot of pandemonium outside the airport.
Well, there is, but look, but no one's being killed right now. God forgive me for if I'm wrong about that, but no one's being killed right now.
Now, I don't know if you heard what I heard and what I saw, but when Stephanopoulos calls him out about the pandemonium, his response is, no one's being killed right now. No one's being killed right now. Let me say that again. No one's being killed right now. No one's being killed right now. What was that? That was me doing what he did, which was knocking on wood. So my question, and I'm not trying to be harsh here, I'm really not. But it seems to me that your strategy is knock on wood. Knock on wood is what we do when we're like, oh, hopefully that works out. Well, that's probably number two. First of all, is by certain accounts, what he was saying wasn't true. That there have, and even at that time, there had been deaths. So you saying, you know, knock on wood, that there haven't been any deaths yet is absurd. Okay, and then saying, you know, God forgive me if I'm wrong. Well, Mr. President, it's for you to know that. If people are being killed in Afghanistan, if you've got Americans that you got to know. You don't come sit down to the interview with George Stephanopoulos and not know. And then knock on wood and hope that you're right. And hope that it continue. I mean, no, that what kind of strategy is that? And I'm not trying to be I have respect for the office of the president. I did not vote for Joe Biden. Okay, I'm not a fan of the left. Okay, but I respect the office. But if your strategy is knock on wood, and then your fact is not a fact, there's a problem. There's a problem in leadership there. Okay, that's just so that's why some people are talking about it, because the knock on wood ain't gonna cut it. Okay, so there's that. Now here's this. Let's listen to this one. Here you go.
Piece ago. What did you think when you first saw those pictures? But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first...
So what did you think when you first saw the pictures? You know, packed in the C-17, people falling to their deaths. His response, the president's response, which I can't get. Maybe you can help me out. Send me an email at Adrian Ross, you know, adrianross.com@gmail.com and tell me what you think. But his response was that was 4 or 5 days ago. That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago. I don't understand the connection there. What difference does it make if it was 4 days ago or 5 days ago? Saying that there are people who are packed in there, people who are falling to their deaths, people who are just desperate. And your answer was that was 4 days ago or 5 days ago. What does that mean? I don't understand. And then people wonder why they say that President Biden is unfit to hold the office, as some people say. Now, I'm gonna park here for a moment, because I want to make something extremely, extremely clear. There's a lot of talk out there of people saying that the president is unfit. And they use as an example what they're calling, you know, and joking about, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's or senility. You've heard it. You've read it. You've seen it. You've heard it. Maybe you've even participated in it. I want to go on record as saying I don't approve of that. I don't support that. I may not be a Joe Biden supporter. I may not appreciate his policies. I may think he's unfit to hold the office. I definitely feel he's dropped the ball here, but I do not condone what I see out there from a lot of people, and that is making jokes about dementia and Alzheimer's and being senile and all that other stuff. I don't know what his state is as far as that goes. Obviously, there's some huge gaffes. Obviously, you know, there's some memory. There are times when he seemed to have, misremembered or whatever. But to joke about things that are serious as dementia and stuff, anyone who's seen the effects of what appears to be dementia, Alzheimer's, anyone who's had family members or whatever who have shown some signs of that, we don't find that funny. You know, we don't find that funny. And anyone else, and anyone who knows that we tend that there's a law of the harvest, which I talked about in my last podcast when I talked about the law of the harvest, we do know that there's such a thing as reaping and sowing. So I'd be very, very careful about laughing about someone having dementia or finding it funny, finding it something worth blogging about or getting on your high horse about. Listen, not saying that. So when I say he's unfit, I don't know what his state is. I don't know if he's dealing with any of that. And I'm not trying to make light of it if he is. Okay, because it's not funny. And anyone who's dealt with it, who has loved ones who dealt with it, it's not funny. And you know, the rest of you get a clue. Okay, when we start talking about policies and we start talking about what's good for the nation, we don't have to resort to insults. You know, you only resort to insults when you don't have a leg to stand on. You know, when you can talk substance and meat, you don't have to resort to insults of that nature, especially insensitive ones. Okay. There's my cat again. My cat just kind of fell off the ledge there. I don't know. I guess that's going to be a regular part of our podcast, right? Anyway, we're informal around here. But anyway, I wanted to point that out. And having said that, I'm going to move on. I still say that, you know, you're not, I don't know that you're fit to hold the office with some of these moves that you're making. You know, yes, Afghanistan, and even with the border, oh my goodness, you know, you want to mask us up for days, and yet you want to let everybody else come on in here and who are testing positive, etc., let people freely into our country. I mean, it's off the hook, and I'm looking for some solid people with integrity who can say, you know what, this ain't right, and we might want to be looking in another direction. For the next election, because this president, man, and Afghanistan, it's huge. This is a huge issue. It's a sad issue. And is it an issue that could have been avoided? Why are people stranded? Why are you heading out on vacation all the time? Why don't you have answers better than that was 4 days ago, 5 days ago? Why are you knocking on wood? Listen, these are crucial times. We need leadership across the board, locally, as well as in DC. Leadership from people who, number one, have the best interest of the people in mind. Number two, are competent enough to do the job. Number three, are not ultra partisans. And number four, which I'm highlighting right now, have a strategy beyond knocking on wood. Knocking on wood is not going to cut it. So here's my question. Where are you going to stand when it comes to supporting leaders, supporting leadership? I mean, maybe you will be one of those people who will put yourself out there in the name of service. You know, I have to say this. Although I'm saying Joe Biden has botched some stuff, I'm not pretending that I could do a better job. I'm not. But I'm also not pretending that I ran for office. I didn't put myself out there as if I had the answer. I know, at least at this point, I don't want to handle Afghanistan. Okay? There are things I'm sure that I can handle and do a good job, but I didn't run for office. So for those of you saying, well, you shouldn't be so hard on him, he ran for office. He put himself out there. Okay? He has said he knew something was coming down the pike concerning Afghanistan. Well, yet we're still unprepared, right? So I didn't run for office. He ran for office. Maybe you will be one who runs for office. Maybe I will at some time. Ah, oh my goodness, the thought. Whew. But maybe you will. But if not, are you willing to put your party's agenda, your party's person aside to do what's best, to do what's best for your community, for your region, for your state, for our country, and in this case, for the world? Or are you going to be stuck just doing what you've always done and supporting the party you've always supported because that's what you do? Or getting caught up in personalities. And I don't like this Trump person because, you know, no matter what his record is, the job that he's done is, but I don't like his personality. So I'm going, is that who you are? Is that who you are? Because if that's who you are, I'll tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get a knock on wood strategy. The Adrian Ross Show was produced and edited in the BMG studio. The music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. Find more episodes of The Adrian Ross Show at thebmgnetwork.com and major podcast platforms. Be sure to tune in regularly. You don't want to miss even one episode.